Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy, happy hump day, everybody. It's tax day two. Fuck you, IRS. From crabdiving.com, swirling at you live. Swirling, I don't know. That's probably not the best thing you want to do. It's kind of toilet-ish connotation to it.
A swirly. That's what happens when someone dunks your head in a toilet full of shit.
That's right. If you're the persecuted in class, getting your head dunked. Anyway, we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little bit after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. If that's where your ear holes are sucking us in right now, that's as if we're live. If not, if it's not that time, then you're listening to us as a rerun here on crabdiving.com/live, or possibly you've downloaded us as a wonderful apple hanging from the tree of knowledge, and you've taken a bite from either iTunes or Stitcher or crabdiving.com. Working hard. I'm overselling. Anyway, thanks for listening to us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. We appeal to the hazed of America. That's right. To the broken, to the sad.
That's right.
Shit. One more gong I talked over.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gonged early. It was premature gongulation. thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You can contact us.
Danke.
Via the internet machine.
What?
There is the Twitter. You can contact us on Twitter. Tweet us during the show if it's funny, if it's relevant, if it's interesting.
Fuck you.
Especially if it's mean and nasty directed at us. We will read it on the show.
We want your vitriol.
Become internet famous to millions of people out here in Crab Nation. And also you can call us on the telephone.
Hello.
We even have one of those things.
Fuck you.
We've joined the 20th century.
Oh, look at us. Wow.
And the number is 323. That's a California number. If you're calling from one of the red states, they may charge you extra for talking.
I ain't dialing up the homo hotline.
Yeah, commie pinko liberals. We have to clean the signal that comes through and scrub the gay out of it.
I done got AIDS from talking to crab diving.
There's an extra fee for a baby killer transmission charge.
Oh, wait. We can do abortions over Skype.
Oh, anybody can do abortions here. Remember that law passed not too long ago? You can, like a lemonade stand. You can up a thing out in front, sure, with some stirrups.
Like Barbara Eden in I Dream of Jeannie, just wiggle your nose a little bit. No. That was Bewitched.
That was Bewitched.
Barbara Eden did one of those genie-looking things with her arms and just nodded her fucking head. She blinked.
Right.
It wasn't nodding of the head.
No, she nodded and blinked.
How in the fuck did the television industry find space in its schedule for two of those fucking shows? Which was bigger? Let me ask you this at Vile Experience. Are you an I Dream of Jeannie person? Or are you a Bewitched fan?
Man, that's tough. That's like, which testicle do I want stomped on?
No, come on. It's not tough. I love one of those shows. One of the shows, I don't care.
Well, I mean, you can't beat like the secondary characters of Bewitched.
I agree with you there. Paul Lynde. For example.
Aunt Clara. cousin... whatever her name was, Lester, cousin, whatever, Esmeralda.
Right.
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry if you were born after 1980.
Yeah, listen up. Learn something interesting. Yeah.
We're talking about ancient television.
Yeah, fuck your Fallout Boy and all your pop culture shit.
Fallout Boy.
I don't know. I don't know where that came from. Listen.
Fuck your Beatles and their long hair.
No, but honestly, fuck Bewitched. I Dream of Jeannie was better. It was a better show.
Oh, you're a Jeannie guy.
I absolutely am. Big fan.
I'm leaning Bewitched-y.
JR. What was that guy's name?
Larry Hagman.
Larry Hagman. The great Larry Hagman was the star. Who was
Major Healy?
Right. There's not a bigger name in Bewitched. There's nobody bigger in showbiz than Larry Hagman of that group.
But Elizabeth Montgomery went on to acclaim.
She really?
She won a bunch of Emmys, didn't she? She played some real... Was it Lizzie Borden? Did she play Lizzie Borden or something like that? And she played some real dramatic role that she was... Right. She was a good actress. It's just...
Larry Hagman...
I guess when you play a witch...
Larry Hagman followed his success with I Dream of Jeannie up with JR, which was television for the 80s.
Who shot
for a
JR
lot of people.
Who shot JR was the biggest thing ever, right?
Please, Elizabeth Montgomery. You got to be fucking kidding me.
I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, ring in on... The Twitter hashtag
old guys.
Genie or witch. Yeah.
Old white guys.
Genie or witch. .com. So we can check out and see what the headlines are, I guess.
Yeah.
Now that we've
Borsky.
Talked about late 60s television, man. We didn't see those kids.
I watched
kind of.
I watched them on, like, whatever your Nickelodeon was, getting ready for school. I would watch I Dream of Jeannie.
WGN.
For really?
Me in Chicago, which now is like a superstation and shit.
Super.
It was the little local it was a non-network.
Right.
You know, it wasn't ABC, CBS, or NBC. It was like, you know, Channel 10. Or something. It was a little higher up on that dial.
Believe me, I am very familiar with local...
Dial.
Local Chicago television. I was once a personality.
That's okay. Correct. You were an Emmy-nominated personality on in the children's.
You know what happened to that television station?
Television.
It's a car lot there.
Is
I'm not kidding.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's on Elston and Webster.
Oh, that's sad.
Is it sad, dude? Is it really? UPN of Chicago is no longer with us. You know why they went out of business? At least. Whatever the local television station was there, they sunk all their money into, oh God, what horrible show was it they bought a bunch of to rerun and nobody gave two fucking shits. It was something with David Spade maybe or something. Nobody gave two shits about that show, and then they went out of business. And I lost my job.
You lost your job.
My foothold in Chicago shit television.
Fucking Bozo took your Emmy, right?
That's true. PBS is a fucking monster. They are not to be denied in local Emmys. They got all the... No, I'm not kidding you. Public television has all the fucking money. A lot more. Right. Fuck you, Bill Moyers.
Screw you. So we can see what the headlines here are in United States of America.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, Los Angeles, California. April the 15th, tax day.
Yay!
2015.
In the end of our Lord. Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Dun, dun, dun. Fuck you.
In our too long opening news drop.
Right.
Let's see.
I like it.
We'd like to go to the Huffington Post.
Right.
And see. Whoa. A little bit of feedback. Ladies and gentlemen, I just opened up a browser that was the show's. It was ourselves streaming.
Oh, shit. That's ourselves. Listening to ourselves.
A weird Dolly painting-like moment.
Ground control to Major Tom.
On the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post, there is a close-up of the muzzle of a gun pointed right at us, the viewer.
Barack Hussein Obama.
An odd little red LED thing at the top.
What is it?
I'm not really sure what's going on here. Is that a laser? Could that be a laser sight? Is that what the business end of a laser sight looks at like up close? It looks like a little red LED. Anyway, the headline says on the Huffington Post, the Apple revenue worldwide, worldwide, $182 billion.
Oh, shit. He started that in his garage, Steve Jobs, or one of them, one of those assholes.
Both of
didn't
them,
they?
Didn't they? Jobs and Wozniak.
Just a couple of yuck-yucks screwing around in the garage, playing a little ass grab.
Nerds.
And all of a sudden, bam.
Ass grab.
Oh, yeah, they loved it.
There's some towel snapping going
oh,
on,
sure.
You're saying? At the
Roman Greco wrestling.
Headline also says, the subheadline says, cost of gun violence.
Oh, yeah.
$229 billion.
Oh, wow.
It's an expose, which I actually had to talk about later.
People died, too, as well. Is
we'll
that true?
About it now, sure, from lead poisoning.
Oh, yes.
High-velocity lead poisoning.
And normal lead poisoning from the gun range.
And they do. You were talking about that the other day. Was that on the show? Or
no,
was
please. If you could get guns,
an offline combo.
No, it was, I don't know. Listen, but, if you're into guns, go ahead. Have a ball. Go to the gun range. Get lead poisoning.
Well, you said the people who frequent the gun ranges get...
Maybe get a new hobby.
Lead residue upon them.
Yes.
And that eventually like seeps in through their pores and shit, right? And,
yeah, man.
You know, turns them into zombie monsters.
Yes. Bullet zombies.
So there's an expose over at the Mother Jones, which some people did some crunching of the numbers and facts and data and shit like that. And the headline is, what does gun violence really cost? And they, you know, went through an average number of, like, what it costs for, even for people, not just the obvious costs.
Right.
Legal costs, et cetera, et cetera. But... this person, $40,000, needed $40,000 for wheelchair-related modifications to her home after she was
shot. And we're
shot.
Not even taking into account these guns people use to shoot people with are expensive.
Right.
So there's the cost, the killer of
true.
The gun and the bullets and the time from work, training on that gun.
Emergency care, loss of household income, medical care, obviously, grief counseling.
Yeah.
Physical therapy,
right?
All these things that all add up to the costs.
Yeah, but fuck you, Second Amendment.
So they're saying that gun violence, the total cost per year is $229 billion.
That's good for the economy, right? You can't take that out of the economy.
Apple's annual revenue is $174 billion. They estimate the cost of obesity to be $224 billion.
Damn.
So gun violence, just by a statistical sea hare,
right,
sneaking by the fatties.
A lot of people, though, that get shot, they will say, I'd just rather be fat.
I think if there's a choice between the two, yeah.
Right.
I'll pick...
I'll be a little hefty.
Not being shot.
Right.
The... Medicaid spending, $251 billion.
Oh, shit.
Cost of smoking, still.
Smoking weed or just cigarettes?
No, this is bad smoking.
All right.
Weed is...
it's medicine.
Like
I'm
an
sick.
Angel urinating into your lungs. The cost of tobacco smoking, $289 billion.
Damn.
With a baby.
That's a lot of money, guys.
750,000 Americans injured by gunshots over the last decade.
Yeah, but they're pussies, right?
320,000 killed.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Each year, more than 11,000 people are murdered.
Come on.
So that's the intentional ones.
Oh, okay.
More than 20,000 others commit suicide.
Okay. intentional.
They go the fast way.
So you can't count those two. They were actually using their gun properly for their own purposes.
Much better than the Carradine way. Hundreds of children die annually in gun homicides. A couple days ago, 3-year-old got a hold of a lead slinger.
Yeah.
And
gave somebody lead poisoning?
Shot a one-year-old in the face, deceased.
Well, that's a kid, though. I mean, because what was that one thing that happened? It was a bunch of kids and nobody cared.
Oh, there Sandy
Hook. Yes, there's
well,
that.
Well, that's
so
fake,
whatever.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Per Chipper Jones.
Aren't there?
Hall of Fame.
Was it Chipper Jones?
Oh, yeah, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. He'll be first ballot Hall of Fame. Hall of Famer, no doubt. One of the greatest players in franchise history for the Atlanta Braves is a Sandy Hook truther. Did it really happen? We don't know.
Damn.
Big stupid idiot.
Amazing. So that's the headline. Is the it's a really good read. The cost right. of the true cost of gun violence in America.
Cha-ching.
You can check that out. Mother Jones.
That's how effective the NRA is. I mean, because those are some terrifying statistics. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of money.
Well, yesterday,
but still.
Yesterday's crab diving, we played Wayne LaPierre. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday, where we played Wayne LaPierre's latest.
God, what a dick.
Frightening people about the darkness that's going to descend upon us when Hillary Clinton steps upon the nation and squats over it.
I mean, if GW wasn't darkness, then what is darkness? Lying us into a war?
Well, Cheney.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, Cheney.
If that's not darkness.
Yeah, who we're going to get, you have to hear more from, because, you know, he's getting ready to spew forth that book from the Loins of Satan.
Did he do an audio of that? Did he read it out loud? So I can listen to it. I'm going to listen to a little. Could you imagine?
I want to hear the outtakes.
Yeah. I mean.
What's going on? Wait, did you give me a note? Wait, are you a Jew?
Yeah. Who the fuck reads?
I can't say that. I don't know that he's anti-Semitic.
If you had to bet, if you're a betting man, which you gamble here and there, would you gamble? Would you take odds that he's anti-Semitic? Or would you bet that he is not? I wouldn't bet that he isn't.
Yeah. What's the over under?
Now I sound like one of those right wing nut job talk shows. I wouldn't bet that he's not anti-Semitic, right. Would you, Pat?
We're not saying Obama is a child raping Muslim.
Would you bet that he's not from Kenya?
Right. But he could be.
Were you there?
The headline. Oh, they're loving this one.
Mexicans.
Over on the Drudge Report, Matt Drudge. Let's dial our brains down and dial our outrage up and tighten those granny panties.
Sounds good.
Get ready to knot the fuck out of them, because the headline over in the Drudge Report is a photograph of Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh, I bet it's flattering.
It's not horrible.
Oh, really? For the Drudge?
Yeah, I think they're going for irony, although she does have kind of a scary smile on her face. And the headline says, paper... So they're even in their headline, they're saying, hey, this isn't us saying it. This is according to some paper.
Right.
Clinton, Iowa stop was staged. Campaign drove, quote, ordinary voters for a photo op.
She wasn't in Iowa.
She was.
No, yeah, okay.
This is a green
it's
screen.
It's like the moonshot.
Right.
What's that movie, Capricorn 11 or
Capricorn 1?
Capricorn 1. we don't want to talk about that for a half hour, do we?
That was
O.J. Simpson starred in that, by the way. Yeah, that was O.J. movie.
Oh, my God. And
where they faked the moon landing.
You goddamn dirty apes. Wait, who?
Charlton Heston?
Wasn't it Heston?
God, what a group. Heston. Simpson. Shit, man.
Now I gotta look up.
I saw you before you started to type it in. You tried to resist looking up IMDb Capricorn 1.
Oh, I'm lying. God, I really thought that was him in it. It's even funnier.
James Coburn?
James Brolin.
James Brolin.
James Brolin Sam Waterston, and O.J. Simpson.
You know why you said Charlton Heston? Because it seems like Sam Waterston should be saying,
maybe,
get your damn dirty hands off me. Just that would be a great line for him.
Brenda Vaccaro.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson. Hal Holbrook. Telly Savalas.
God, all those actors are so great. I love Hal Holbrook, man. Telly Savalas. Baby.
So, yeah, that was a Elliot Gould.
What was Telly Savalas' line?
Who loves you, baby?
Who loves you, baby?
God.
We got to get that. We got to get that on as a drop.
Or actually, we moved up to the 70s from 60s sitcoms.
I saw that movie. It's not that great.
What, Capricorn 1?
No, it's not. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, Sam Waterston's good and OJ's just amazing.
The whole point is that great they actor. Faked the moon landing, right? And then they got caught or something like
right.
that.
Right. That's it. Now you just ruined it for everybody.
Spoiler alert. The Clinton administration, oops. This is in the Daily Mail.
Hillary.co.uk. All right.
Hillary Clinton's AstroTurf candidacy is in full swing in Iowa. What does that mean?
I was going to ask you the same fucking thing. AstroTurf. It was staged. The grass was fake. The sky was fake.
It's fake grass. The grass doesn't match the drapes.
Right. I even heard that her supporters were... They just brought in some people from Blazing Saddles, some of those stand-ups that they had, the fake town people. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the fake cutout humans, the dummies. Although, it is Iowa.
The same thing.
Not all that inaccurate. These are Iowa Democrats, though, right. So hopefully these are people with a few brain cells firing.
Yeah.
They're not out voting for Steve King.
Oh, my God.
And some of the other Iowa ninnies.
These Iowans would have been fine with a black sheriff.
Well, let's not go that far. they're saying that a staffer called and asked them to visit a coffee shop in the morning at a restaurant in Davenport. Hillary sat down with these people. So they're saying that these people that she chose to sit down in this coffee shop setting with weren't people that were waiting in line for a triple caramel hazelnut squirt latte.
So they were staged by her campaign to be there at a certain time.
Apparently.
Is this how Hillary Clinton is going to run her campaign? Choreographed? Every move planned?
Well, yeah. This is her, I mean, this is her anti-2008 campaign. In 2008, she was dropping in a helicopter and shit, right?
Right.
Yeah. And now she's decided that her message is fascinating, more fascinating by the day. Like, everything she's saying, it almost looks like Elizabeth Warren scripted an awful lot of that shit. She's got a lot of...
good idea.
Yeah, she's got a lot of populist bullshit coming out. She said... that she supports she thinks that this dark money needs to get out of politics, even if we need a constitutional amendment. So she supports an amendment to overturn Citizens United. That bullshit.
Yeah.
And then she's, when she came out with her platform, I thought it was one of the things that they underlined was climate change, which is a first.
Is she worried about the Democrats just not giving a shit and not voting for her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. She should be.
That Obama, you know, brought, especially in 2008, brought out, you know, the hope. Yes, we can.
Right.
And it was a populist. It was a populist dream, we thought.
Dude, there were parties.
And then
I went to an election party the first time. I was about to say, what's his face? I couldn't remember for a second. Jesus Christ. Obama got elected. And for every blue state he took, some guy there had a blue balloon that he would pop. I didn't quite get the whole presentation, but who cares? He won.
So they had 50 balloons, right? Or did they have...
I don't know.
You could probably get away with 40. You know, there's going to be 10 states that ain't going to vote for that guy.
I just wouldn't have done it. I would have focused my party energies on the drinks.
So allegedly, they're saying they thought that they were going to meet with this guy Troy. It was supposed to be some strategy meeting.
Troy.
And then Troy. Then Troy says, "Hey, we have Secretary Clinton coming in. Would you like to go meet her?"
Who's Troy? Like a surfer dude?
He's
Troy.
He's one of the Troy Price campaign staffer.
What up, dude?
Austin Bird, one of the men pictured sitting at the table with Mrs. Clinton.
Will you hold my puka shells?
Mrs. Clinton.
Mrs. Yeah, they're trying to age her. It's ageist.
Well, it's Brit.
Yes. Marm Clinton.
They said Mrs. Thatcher through her whole
yeah. Well, she was
regime.
Ancient, wasn't she? I mean,
Margaret Thatcher.
I mean, no one's ever been like, oh, the young Margaret Thatcher. Was she good looking when she was younger?
I don't think they had photographs back then, did they? There might be some cave etchings of a fetching young Margaret Thatcher.
I found a beautiful fossil of you, ma'am.
Right.
Ma'am.
So, I don't know. Apparently, they think this is a story that they had some staffers sit down with her to talk politics.
Right.
And stage it as a, off the cuff, we're meeting some regular humans. But they're all dressed like they're going to a meeting. There are some regular Iowans, apparently some extras in the background that are wearing like t-shirts and jeans and shit and drinking coffee.
They're men. Fuck you, liberal hippie in L.A.
Real Iowans.
You like your latte and your penis is frothy, don't you?
And right. And dark.
Super dark.
So that's the big headline over at Drudge is that, oh, look.
Who gives a fuck?
We got 18 fucking months of this bullshit. Do you realize?
Right.
It's not this November.
The nerve of one side pointing out that person, do you see them over there? They planned that. That didn't happen naturally. It's the fucking whole thing's orchestrated.
At least they were there willingly,
bullshit.
Unlike Ted Cruz's audience, who was forced to be there, those college kids who would have gotten fined if they didn't show up for their weekly We Love Jesus Fest.
Ted Penelope Cruz is no dipshit. Believe me, I guarantee you he knew. He was like, okay, when I walk in there, what stops them from leaving? They'll be fined money or kicked out of college.
But those kids that herd of kids greatly wore those We Stand for Rand, remember?
We Stand for Rand. What a bunch of shitheads.
Well, but nonetheless, we'll grant them
that's so depressing.
We'll grant them a pass on that one because right. They're shitting on Ted Cruz's cupcake.
Yeah. Hey, you passing that Ted Cruz cupcake around? Let me have a go at it.
I would covered. Not, could not with a goat.
Yeah, stupid fucking asshole. Oh, Jesus. I'm already pissed off at the right again.
I'm overwhelmed with how many stories I have on the spreadsheet of the show today. There's just so many to choose from.
Okay, we'll choose a positive story about Florida.
I'm sure the weather is nice in some part of Florida.
Oh, it is. It's not bad right now. It's the 15th of April, spring. Although they have bears now. They're having to get bear-proof fucking trash cans.
There's bears in Florida.
Yeah.
Dang.
Northern Florida. Didn't always used to be. Thanks to deforestation of things of that nature.
Oh, I see. They're leaving their place and being pushed into the humans.
The black bears are traveling north.
They're not like taking over secretly, right?
Oh, it's like Planet of the Bears.
Oh. Hashtag trademark.
Oh, shit. Planet of the Bears. By the way, we'll do it. It'll be like a bunch of guys in leather, right?
I have a feeling that name's been taken.
Right. Planet of the Bears, part 17.
So, the big story is Aaron Hernandez. We've got, Tommy Gimler from the Daily Upper Decker podcast, which is going to stream a brand new episode tonight, 8 p.m. here on the Crab Diving Network, crabdiving.com/live. Tommy might be calling in today if the universe aligns correctly and the gods are willing.
Yes. He has not called yet.
So we'll probably chat a little bit about the Aaron Hernandez story, which is another one of the big, if not the biggest, headline that was happening earlier.
And then we probably will discuss why a pitcher who gets paid $160,000 to throw the fucking ball can't throw it to first base for some fucking reason. I'm sure we'll talk about that. So doesn't matter. Not nothing to start raging about now.
The
John Lester has the yips.
Yeah.
God damn it. The fucking Cubs.
Well, he's on the Cubs.
I know. And I'm an atheist, but damn it. The Cubs, that's a team, that is a franchise that really tests your atheism. Because maybe you start to believe.
Maybe there's radon burbling up from under the park or something.
Some
radioactive
sure
shit or something going on there that once they start there, it's just things just go a little askew.
Right.
They lost yesterday, right?
I believe
4-3, yeah.
Whatever.
Reds.
Whatever. Fuck it. Fuck it!
But they're still above 500.
Yeah,
six,
man, I know.
7 games in.
Let's see.
Let's look at the positive here.
That's right.
Anyway. Yeah. So, a sports story that we do have that we actually is a follow-up here on Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com to listen to past episodes of this spun silk for you.
Crab diving follow-up.
We talked about that ESPN reporter who... Do you remember when fucking Kurt Schilling?
Yes.
Who apparently has gone... He has always been.
He's always been a right-wing nut job asshole.
Yeah, Chris Donini.
That fucking moron came on Good Morning America or the Today Show... Election day and told everybody to go out and vote for George fucking Bush.
Oh.
The first time around, I think.
Is it like when Chuck Norris made a video that we, you know, the country needs. Country needs George Bush. Like he made that video for Bebe.
Hello.
We played that on the show too.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So...
How if you're a baseball player, just shut the fuck up. No offense.
Well, you know, I mean, one could say the same about actors.
Oh, yeah. I'll say it right here. Shut up!
We've been doing this long enough.
We've podcasters.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
We're pundits now.
Oh, really?
And broadcasters.
I've always thought of us as podcasters, which, God, I mean, you're a podcaster?
Yeah, don't say podcaster.
Doesn't sound good at all.
Especially in this town, if we're a podcaster, you might as well flash your sex registry card.
Well, listen, every comedian has a podcast.
That's true.
And most of them suck tremendous dick at it. Most of them are just horrible.
Some of them.
Honestly. They really are.
It was half our audience.
All right.
What was I talking about?
Fuck, I don't know. Kurt Schilling.
Oh, Kurt fucking Schilling. So, he said something about creationism or some bullshit. He got into a fight with somebody about evolution. And he said to some guy, this is Kurt Schilling tweeted last November, post a link to it to any, all caps, fossil that is between the amphibian and a fly, mosquito, elephant, rhino, human, snake, anything. Human, comma, snake, anything, dot, dot. And then this ESPN reporter apparently follows Kurt Schilling, his job, jumped in to the fray and said, his name is Keith Law.
Right.
He tweeted, there are hundreds of transitional fossils on record, Kurt. And he linked him to... I mean, even...
Oh, this is Keith Law.
Yeah.
He's a baseball guy.
He linked him to even... I mean, it's the Wikipedia page for the list of transitional fossils. It's not difficult info to find.
It's so great.
And then the battle kept on, and at one point, Keith Law then tweeted out, not to Kurt Schilling this time.
Yeah.
Just... To the world.
To the ether. To the heavens.
Seriously. If someone says evolution is wrong because there aren't fossils between monkeys and men,
find a monkey and hit him with it. Some other guy tweets, getting into science now, huh? Stick to baseball.
Right. I mean, listen, hey, he is amazing. Kurt Schilling is amazing at throwing a ball.
Keith Law responds, no, I won't. Science is infinitely more important.
Oh, shit.
He was suspended.
Keith Law?
Keith Law was suspended. God, this is an older story now. I guess I'm just finding out. I think I'm a victim of, hey, do you remember this story-itis? So this is an old story, but right. Fuck it. It's still a good old story.
Keith Law arguing Kurt Schilling is funny to me.
And it falls in with our, you know, blatant godlessness here on Crab Diving.
Sure.
So
blatant.
So Keith Law, when he came back from his week-long suspension, and the only thing that ESPN would say, they wouldn't come clean, like, as to why they did it. They said it has nothing to do with his belief of evolution belief. I hate that we have to say you believe in evolution.
Yeah, of course, because I'm not stupid.
But you don't believe.
It's just there.
Right.
Do you believe in gravity?
Right.
I don't know. It happened. I'm experiencing it.
That's a theory, too. That was what kills me. It's just a theory. Just a theory. It's not true. It's not proven. It's just a theory. Look up scientific theory, you moron.
Yeah.
So Keith Law, when he came back,
right,
rattled the cages of his handlers, and all he tweeted out was a Latin phrase.
Right.
Or Italian, I'm sorry. Eppur si muove.
What does that mean?
It means, and yet it moves, which is the words that were famously spoken, allegedly, by Galileo when he got his ass dragged in front of the Catholic poobahs and was sentenced to house arrest for the rest of his life because he said that the earth moves
around the sun.
Around the sun.
Right.
And they said, do you still believe your heresy? If you still do, you're sentenced to... he said, yes, I do. He said, you're sentenced to life in... Which I think he got off easy compared to those Catholics of the time.
Imprisoned in your own house
for
the rest of your life? Would you take that? Or what is that little box they used to put you in with spikes on either side and you get in it and you just get stuck to death? Would you rather the Iron Maiden or just home arrest? I'll take...
And, well, who knows what his home life was like.
Better than that Iron Maiden. Or the stretcher or, like, you know... Let a ferret nibble at your genitals.
Kids at home.
Oh yeah. Oh please.
He's like, "Oh, put me in the Iron Maiden."
Yeah. Just take my head off.
So he was banished for life, and after his sentencing, he allegedly stomped on the ground, looked up at the sky, and said, "And yet it moves," meaning,
right,
you guys can put me away.
I'm still right.
But the world is still moving around the fucking sun. Yeah.
Take note, Kurt Schilling.
Yeah. You know, Kurt Schilling doesn't. Had to look that one up.
Yeah.
But, I fell for an older story, but there you go.
That's okay.
It's a good older story here, a little flashback a few months here on Crab Diving.
Yeah, Kurt Schilling is one of these guys who's like, you know, God, who's the the famous baseball player that just died of, mouth cancer from chewing tobacco? Oh, Tony Gwynn.
Oh, Tony Gwynn.
And then Kurt Schilling just went through a shitload of chemotherapy.
Oh, yeah, he had some kind of cancer, right? Yeah. Was it from
tobacco?
Oral cancer?
Yeah, yeah. He chewed tobacco his whole fucking life. He's one of these guys. Oh, I can't believe this happened. You had tobacco in your mouth your whole fucking life. And now he's on this tour. Now he does the same thing everybody else does. Hey, kids, don't chew tobacco.
Smokers?
Yeah.
Many smokers said, I can't believe I got lung cancer.
Well, I mean, that's... You know, I think about that. And, you know, the tobacco industry is so fucking evil. With all the money they spent having doctors tell you it's safe to smoke. But I guess now we know better.
Right. Now,
the same ethics are being used with climate climate change.
Yeah.
Now they're paying a small amount of scientists to say, "Well, that's bullshit science."
That, right.
Yeah. You know, meanwhile, there's a story. If you go to Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving,
cha-ching.
There's a lot of conversations, a lot of memes, lots of fun.
Right.
Stories we don't get to, stories we do get to. In fact, NASA, you know, those shills over at NASA.
Oh, those whores.
Those paid-off shills.
Charlatans.
Have released, again, some of those commie pinko numbers and data and shit that report that this was the hottest three-month start of any year on record.
But that's what they say.
Right. that this last March was the third warmest March on record in NASA's data set.
But I feel like this year there were cool periods.
Well, Jim Inhofe had that snowball, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Obviously this is all bullshit.
Yeah, he was snowballing me.
The... last week, they predicted that there's a 60% chance that the El Nino that they declared in March will continue all year.
Oh, no.
Which
not more El Nino.
It ain't great for the water situation here in El California.
Are we going to continue to starve to death?
El Nino's...
Oh, no, die of thirst.
Right.
Sorry.
Parch to death? What do they call it when you die?
I am parched.
Like you starve. That's dying of hunger.
Right.
Is there a one word verb for dying of thirst?
I don't know. You remember that part in the Three Amigos when
dehydrate?
Yeah, yes. When they're in the desert and they're all dying of thirst and there's no more water left. Then Chevy Chase.
Aren't they hallucinating?
Yeah. Chevy Chase uses the rest of his water to brush his teeth. And he's like, lip balm? I love that line.
Another ancient movie.
Yep.
So
it's not that fucking ancient. Not compared to the usual shit we talk about.
The Three Amigos?
Oh my God, we were just talking about I Dream a Fucking Genie.
Well, we moved up to Telly Savalas, though, so we bumped into the 70s.
He's looking at you, baby.
1986,
you.
Three Amigos.
Oh God, that's an old fucking movie.
Directed by John Landis.
Oh wow. Dead? He's dead, right?
Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, Martin Short.
Right.
And Alfonso Arau.
Who the fuck is that?
He's the fourth amigo.
No.
Little-known fourth amigo.
He was El Guapo.
Was he El Guapo?
Right.
So there you go. Exactly what you were looking for. What happened to the three amigos? So there you go. You know, it's only the hottest fucking... first quarter of a year.
Yeah, don't mind me.
Since they've been measuring that bullshit. So, of course, there's no climate change. Mm. At least now, some of them are at least pretending to acknowledge that the climate change is happening. Now they're saying, well, you know, but it's not man-made.
Dude,
it's not.
Florida will be underwater, and there will be a representative there. From some shithole redneck part of the state, like, still denying climate change in hip boots and waders.
You don't think
his constituents will be backstroking.
Right.
It's propaganda.
We're floating over what's formerly Miami.
Ain't no global warming.
To say this is God's will for letting those homosexuals butt-fuck each other.
I gotta tell you, man, that is gonna be the best scuba diving ever. When Florida's underwater... Oh, my God.
Oh, it'll be natural reefs.
It's going to be cool. Really neat.
it'll be great for the environment. Buried Miami, South Beach, underwater,
gross.
All the drugs. Are you kidding me? All the fucking cocaine will kill all the marine life.
The sharks are going to be so high.
Oh.
Great.
Sharks on coke. Sharks on meth. Sharks on meth.
Meth sharks.
A little methy shark.
I like that.
So, if you go to our Facebook page, all kinds of fun and games going on there.
Kate, put Meth Shark in the idea file, please. Write it on the big board. We need to work on that.
Sad news, potentially, for the Bible waivers
No.
of Tennessee.
Now.
as you know, we've talked about this before also, that one of the representatives there, or a couple of them, have been trying to get legislation passed naming the Holy Bible.
It's our official book.
Yeah,
oh, God.
State book.
Grow the fuck up. That doesn't matter. It's such a fucking waste of time. How are your bridges?
Oh,
honestly,
did you
Tennessee.
Seen that story? There's the, no. That's, we'll get to that. It's a good segue from this one. So this bill trying to make the Bible the official book of Tennessee.
How fucking stupid.
Attorney General of Tennessee, Attorney General Herbert Slattery.
No, this is not Slattery. Is he a right-wing nut job asshole?
Attorney General Herbert Slattery of the sovereign state of Tennessee.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is, I don't know, let me look him up and see what his bent is.
What are you into, boy? Hey, Slattery!
He's a Republican.
Oh, shit.
So this is, that means he's a rhino now.
I'm also a Pisces.
To some of these people, because the Attorney General, also a Pisces. The Attorney General, Herbert Slattery.
Slattery.
Put forth an illegal opinion yesterday, or a couple of days ago in Tennessee, saying that this bill, trying to make the Bible the official book, would violate separation of church and state provisions in federal and state constitutions.
He done must have been drunk.
Now, yesterday, God, I need to look this up now. My, I think I might be a day late on the news here. The they were scheduled to vote. Oh, you know what? I did see they postponed it. They were scheduled to vote yesterday on a full measure in Tennessee has that was sponsored by freshman Republican Representative Jerry Sexton of Bean Station, Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
Bean.
Jerry Sexton.
Jerry Sexton.
Jerry Sexton.
Of Bean Station.
I represent the good people of Bean Station.
Slattery wrote, now don't forget, this is a Republican in Tennessee. But the Attorney General even is like, ooh, you know, I don't know about this one.
And is it necessary, stupid?
Well, absolutely not.
The state book.
But they have state everything. You know, I mean, they have state flower and state insect and state everything.
You know what? If I was the governor of this fucking state, I would lean out my window, get my bullhorn on and be like, hey. Fuck it. No state book. I'm making it go away. You guys are tremendous assholes. Of course, you're going to say the Bible. So fuck off. Not necessary.
We're taking away your state book privileges.
I'm such a tyrant. I'm sorry.
You're abusing them.
Tennessee would be so much better if only they had a state fucking book. That's what's wrong with the state, by the way. They don't have a book.
And how much are these assholes getting paid?
Who's lobbying for this?
To sit around and have meetings on this bullshit and write up these laws and this crap.
Let's get real on this shit. Let's get real on crabdiving.com/listen. These motherfuckers, their state book in Tennessee should be the TV Guide. Fuck you. That's the book they read, right?
Right. Right.
Fucking Bible. They don't read the fucking Bible. Try read the Bible casually. I'm not talking about whether you believe it or not.
They read the parts that their preacher tells them to.
Bullshit.
Like the ones where you're supposed to throw rocks at homos and
stuff.
Oh,
right. We like that part, and I like to get my big, meaty, greasy, sausagey fingers into that TV guide, figure out when Dancing Fucking Stars is on.
I like the part where I could tell my wife to shut up.
Right. I do the word jumble in the fucking TV guide every fucking week, you commie hippie pinko shithead.
They're not doing the word jumble.
Yeah, they are. The jumble, not the crossword. The word jumble. It's about you did the jumble.
So his legal opinion cannot prevent them from trying to pass his legislation. So Senator Steve Sutherland.
Hello, sir.
Of Morristown.
Morristown.
Was one of the lead sponsors of this ridiculous bullshit measure. Said, well, of... the Attorney General's opinion that said, you know what, this is unconstitutional. Senator Steve Sutherland said, that's his opinion. I've got a different one.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's it.
Oh, yeah?
That's
all he said?
That's his opinion. The Attorney General of the state, whose job it is kind of to, you know, decide what to go after.
His opinion matters.
Possible violations of what's constitutional and what's not.
Right.
He's the top lawyer of the state.
He's the only one that matters.
He doesn't have the authority. I mean, it's not binding. But he's basically saying, look, you guys passed this bullshit. It's going to cost us money to defend it when the hellfire comes raining down and we get sued.
Right.
And you're going to want us to defend it in court. It's going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And any appellate court is going to look at it and go, what the fuck is wrong with you people? This is against the separation of church.
Right.
I mean, I would hope even the rightiest of right lunatic courts these days would absolutely see that as a violation.
Maybe.
God.
Hey.
Otherwise, we really need to get out of Dodge because that means it's really turning into...
Where do we go, though?
ISIS land here.
Where do we go? I don't know where to go.
Costa Rica.
No, that's dangerous.
It is not dangerous.
No, I heard if you live there, you need a sidearm because of the rebels. Their government's in flux.
That's
what if there's a coup?
Not in Costa Rica.
Dude, I got a friend. He's from Haiti. Oh, well, shit.
Well, yeah. It's a little different.
He said there's one nice section of Haiti. Like a block. One block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think things are probably not great in Haiti.
Right. Well, I don't want to get out of Dodge. What's California's state book? You know what it is? 50 Shades of Grey.
Right, probably the Necronomicon.
It's so dumb. Do any other states have state books? And if so,
maybe.
And the Bible's got to be in there.
Listen to this. This has been a raging debate that's going on in the among paid legislatures.
Right,
legislators.
Whatever. How many books have you guys read?
How about a job or two?
Yeah. Oh,
fucking assholes!
No. Don't be stupid. We need to figure out this book thing.
the state legislation would place the Bible alongside other state symbols, such as the state fruit,
right?
Which is the tomato.
Well, state fruit.
Look at, they even went for the tomato as a fruit.
Yeah.
The state tree.
Yeah.
Is the tulip poplar. And
what do you do with that?
The state folk dance, Ryan, is the square dance.
It's not the shocker.
And most importantly, time and taxpayer money was spent voting in the Tennessee cave salamander as the state amphibian.
Oh, my God. Dude, look up a picture of that. That is a scary fucking animal.
A Tennessee cave salamander?
Look up a cave salamander.
That's what one of these rednecks calls his dick.
Now, my cave salamander. Hey, that's what I'm calling mine from here on out. That's a great name.
Want to see my Tennessee cave salamander?
It's acted up.
The Tennessee cave salamander, Gyrinophilus Paleocus.
No, shut up, Darwin.
Is a species of salamander.
Oh, is it?
In the Plethodontidae family.
How does it look? That's scary looking.
Endemic to the United States. Its natural habitats are inland. What is that? Karsts? Karsts. It's a little 4-inch long little fucking salamander.
Look up a hellbender. That's worse. That's another one of those salamanders that live up there in the Appalachian areas.
It lives in caves. What
terrifying.
What's a karst?
A karst?
K-A-R-S-T.
I don't know. I've never heard of that word.
A karst is a landscape formed from the dissolution of soluble rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Such as limestone, dolomite, and gypsum.
Karst.
So they're cutouts.
It's an ingredient I get at yogurt land.
Gross. So there you go. So the state also has multiple state songs. Apparently, they just couldn't choose one.
Damn. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Tennessee Waltz.
Uh-huh.
And Rocky Top.
God. Rednecks.
The
Wish That. I hate that. That song makes me nuts.
So the Attorney General said that these state symbols inherently carry the imprimatur and an endorsement of the government. So
nice.
Right. If the government is saying this is our official state, fill in the blank.
Right.
That's kind of the state government endorsing that dealio.
Well, I guarantee fucking to you, there's a state in this country where the official book is the Bible. I bet. There has to be. It was decided on in 1915 or something. It just stayed. Maybe I'm wrong. It just seems American, you know? It's American. It's the Bible. It's right. My state book, homo. How dare you?
There was another Republican leader who is, I guess, a really nutty Christian, but he was saying that by doing so, you're actually disrespecting what the Bible really is.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess that's some reasoning. I mean, really, the reasoning should be, no, we have separation of church and state.
See, he's saying that, they're trying to use that argument that, well, it's not a religious book. It's historical. That's the same reason we could put the Ten Commandments on every toilet seat.
It's historical. Hey, let's add some more history from Charlton Heston movies. Why not?
And
it's historical.
Or James Brolin movies.
It's not historical. Wait, hold on a second. Charlton Heston was in the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan, was he in that or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Bedtime for Bonzo.
Yeah.
He was the Gipper, too.
Right. Resisting the urge to go to IMDb.
The Gipper, he was in the, I'm not looking up anything.
I'm so sorry.
So this Republican leader, Mark Norris of Collierville.
Hey, Mark.
Says they were dumbing down the Bible.
He's dumbing it down.
Trying to make it look like a history book to keep it secular.
Right.
Rather than sacred. It's a dumb bill, and it needs to die.
Oh, wow. Well, there's some political discourse there.
Right.
The bill is dumb, and it must die.
Right opinion, wrong reason, but right result. The bill needs to die.
What do they do in Tennessee when they're not doing this shit? They sit around all day. I mean, really, it sounds like, Moronville, USA over there.
David Fowler, president of the Family Action Council.
No, fuck me, man.
Of Tennessee, FACT, said last week.
Is that the
Family Action Council of Tennessee, FACT. Fact.
You people are just tremendously gross.
They said last week that there's nothing belittling about the proposal about the Bible. Quote, it highlights that there is no book that has played the role in history of Tennessee equal to that of the Bible.
Fuck you. It's the Bible. It's my favorite book, asshole.
Got a waterproof one I take in the shower with me.
Oh,
to make sure I don't wash my taint too long.
Right. Listen, you just made a joke. I guarantee you the shower-proof Bible exists. Absolutely.
Are you expecting a UPS package?
Read, I don't know.
UPS is outside beeping.
Not really.
He says the book has had more practical use, more historical use, and more economic impact in our state than any other book.
Wow. Oh, great. I don't think that book should be too proud of itself.
More practical use.
It's
prop up a table that it's falling over?
That is true. There is some truth to that. There are Bibles everywhere. You could make a whole table out of a bunch of fucking Bibles.
That's true.
Why not?
You could make a lot of stuff out of a lot of Bibles, I'm sure. Those Gideon things that they're sneaking around in all the, hotels and stuff.
Right. Are the Bibles still in all our hotels? I mean, think about
that. There's still a lot, yeah.
Good God. I mean,
less and less, but, and that's driving them crazy.
Because that's what people do right after they're done with their one-hour room that they've used to fuck a, somebody they bought for, $200. They're going to, little Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
They'll wipe their dick off in Revelation.
Yes, please. Where was I in Revelations? Oh, the really good part.
Yeah.
With the horses.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ezekiel 7:9 got a little sticky.
Right. Pick any verse of the Bible. We could go anywhere in the middle of it, and you'd read it, and you're like, this sucks. I guarantee you wouldn't be like, ooh, what happens next?
Right.
It's not a page-turner.
I bet if I type in random Bible verse, you know there's a website.
Oh, sure, man.
That is dedicated to tossing up. But welcome to BibleDice.com, random scripture generator.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe we're this giving us a click. Right. It's probably going to infect my computer with some kind of Christian virus.
I done called stupid.
Right. I don't know. It's taking a really long time to load. I don't think things are going well.
Oh, shit. What's it called? Bible verse?
Bible
Toss
dice.
The dice.
Bible dice. Okay, here's random. Here we go.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
1 John 5:4.
Oh, from the book of John, really?
1 John chapter 5, verse 4. from which translation? Is this the New International Version?
The one from Jesus, stupid.
Oh, I don't know if this is
the International Version.
Is this a righteous version?
King James Version, no matter what. That's what everybody said around me when I was growing up.
Really?
King James Version. Fuck you, burn in hell.
Man, I don't even know. Since I escaped Catholicism, dude, I don't remember what version of the Bible they use.
Dude,
I think it might be King James.
You would be shocked. I'm sure Catholics don't think about it because this is what happens. Hey, here's the Bible. I'll be raping your kids later. Deal with it. Who cares what version you get?
The secretive.
Yeah.
Child molestation Bible. The. I'm full of shit. It says the King James Version is not accepted by the Catholic Church. I don't know. There's no Catholic edition of the New International Bible. The correct Bible of Catholic is the Latin Vulgate Bible.
Oui, oui.
Which is the official Bible of the Catholic Church.
Oh, God.
Which is the one that's used in papal masses.
Vulgate.
It has 73 books. Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyway, there you go.
Jesus.
1 John 5:4. Let me musicify this.
From the first book of John, chapter 5, verse 4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world.
What the fuck?
This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
Hit that gong.
What? What?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's the music the priests were listening to.
God so loved the world, he gave his only son, begotten. Or wait, how's it go? He gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Sounds good with the porn music.
I'm so angry with them, I'm going to send myself down and have myself killed.
Wow.
In sacrifice to myself.
What a lunatic. That guy's like totally nuts.
Absolve them of the sin that I gave them.
Jesus needed Prozac.
I'm sorry. I've been trying not to shit on religions.
Right.
Just to...
We're doing a news story!
Do a news story.
About the fucking Bible being some state's official fucking book.
Which, go ahead and
you can imagine that.
Yeah, don't make it the fucking state book.
How about the Quran? I want the Quran. That's what I want. Why not?
We could take a break here.
Okay.
It's about the top of the hour here on Crab Diving, where, you know, it's a little bit after the top of the hour.
Sure.
Do you want to take a break? We don't have to take a break.
Well,
do you have to take a break?
I don't know. No, I don't.
Well, then we can party on.
Right. We still are waiting for Tommy Gilmore.
We'll keep an eye on the Skype machine. Right. I had an Elizabeth Warren clip in case we were going to take a break, but we'll save that for a different time.
Let's keep going.
You mentioned about bridges collapsing.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
That's great. Jesus, can you imagine you're in your car and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Oh my God.
The Missouri Department of Transportation today.
Yes.
April 15th. Have you paid your taxes?
Yes.
The Missouri Department of Transportation made an abrupt announcement yesterday that as commuters were heading to the evening rush hour, inspectors said they found, quote,
significant structural deterioration, ordered the ramp closed of a bridge, closed until repairs could be made, which could be 2 to 3 weeks or more. The bridge is located in downtown Kansas City.
What the fuck, man? That's a big city.
It connects the eastbound Interstate 70 with the southbound 35, both highly traveled roads. This is one of those cloverleaf dealio sections of the city where, you know, a couple of different interstates intersect and entwine like snakes having an orgy.
Yeah, and you just assume that the snakes having an orgy are well fortified and well taken care of.
Well, they
maintained.
Were. Well, yeah.
Now we're shutting down the fucking government because fuck you.
So inspectors found out. I mean, they found stuff. They're like, we have to shut this down, like now. Now there's pictures of some of these joints and girders where there's holes from rust. Holes through.
Is it worse than the bleachers at Wrigley?
Well, they don't have any nets hanging overhead.
Well, they actually give a shit about that. They're right. Trying to fix that. That's the difference.
There was an interview with the former United States Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood.
Right.
Steve Croft said, what's going on here with our infrastructure? And Ray LaHood said, it's falling apart. Quote, because we haven't made the investments. We haven't got the money. The last time we raised the gas tax, which is how we built the interstate system, was in 1993.
God damn.
He says politicians in Washington don't have the political courage to say, look, this is what we have to do. This is what it takes.
Right.
They don't want to spend money. They don't want to raise taxes. They don't really have a vision of America the way other Congresses have had a vision of America. In other words, they just want to let it fucking fall apart. I think
it's totally infuriating because it's a fucking bridge, and it should be bipartisan.
Well, and it's the is it the insidious plan of the evil right wingy cokey one percenter libertarian corporatists of the right? Is it them? Trying to it's kind of been seen that they try to shit on government programs so that they'll destroy them, right? They're trying to say, look, this doesn't work. It's awful. Obviously, we need to get rid of it. Look, that EPA, how evil it is.
Right. I don't know.
The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, everyone of those Republican ninnies that are going to get up on that fucking stage.
Assume the position.
To debate. Are going to say that that's their position.
Right. Bend over. Good heavens.
Did you see there's a real lunatic? This would be great if this guy got enough votes to get to the point where he actually makes a debate. I don't even remember his name, but he's that horrific Christian Bible-waving lunatic out Southeast Carolina-ish, I have a feeling, or Florida.
Fuck you.
Georgia, Alabama. You know, name one.
Oh, nice. Just way to lump everybody all in one big...
I'm trying to say that my memory of him is of that area.
I can't remember which type of shithead he is.
But this is the guy who wanted to burn a pile of Korans.
Oh,
remember?
God damn this dude.
Yeah, he was starting to try to start World War III with the terrorists.
Perfect.
And have a big giant Koran burning.
Hell yeah.
And then finally enough people got to him and they're like, no, you shouldn't do that. That's probably not the best idea. Well, that guy's going to run for president. He said,
oh, come on.
He said he's going to run for president.
Oh, is he independent or is he
Republican?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, I was wondering how crazy he is.
Well, we can't talk. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find this. This is a total visual.
Yeah.
But there was I'm going to guess and say it's New Hampshire, if I remember right. There's a Democrat at one of these meetings where I guess it's where, you know, anybody can get in if you have like five signatures or something. that this guy was not only was he spouting off craziness, and I think he sang his, he ended up singing his introduction to himself. Ah, it might not be New Hampshire. I wish I could find it now.
He sang?
Yeah, but he was also wearing a waiter boot on his head.
Why?
That's his...
He's a lunatic.
That's his deal.
You know, as a kid, I used to wear a bucket on my head and a beach towel around my neck as a cape. I was a superhero.
Really?
I was also seven.
This guy is not. And he's got like a weird name, like Wanton Destruction or something.
Oh,
or I mean, it's really just batshit crazy. But he's sitting there. This is one of those where they, you know, like some of these states that have these guys get on the same platform with the real candidate. That's why it's so much fun. Because you'll see the real mainstream candidates sitting there with four or five just fringe, lunatic, crazy, asshole, batshit crazy people. So that's where this comes in quite handily.
Do they bring up like topics like, how do you guys feel about a total collapse of the economic socio-chemtrails system?
Oh, yeah, chemtrails. You know, I mean, it's really crazy. I'll try to find that. I just saw it yesterday, damn it, but I didn't save it. Of that footage of that crazy lunatic. So in Kansas City, there's a bridge.
Right.
Ladies and germs, that is just about getting, and this is the one that they just found. It's really going to take, sadly, a fucking bridge collapsing or something heinous, some dam bursting, and people losing their fucking lives.
There was a horrible bridge collapse years ago, right before a Minnesota Twins baseball game.
Oh, I kind of
remember
that.
I mean, an overpass or something.
Yeah, horrible, I kind of remember that. and the, meanwhile, if the people of Congress,
oh yes,
tried to be generous,
sentient beings
would
barely.
I mean, you know, you toss a couple billion into a, take, you know, 10 less F-35s, those planes don't work, and we could finance enough jobs to create public jobs to go out and, I don't know, how about rebuild some fucking bridges? How about pave our roads?
Yeah, or if you want to save a little money for your state, don't be a jackass and be like, I want the Bible to be our state book.
Yeah,
because now we're going to get sued and it's going to cost us fucking money.
All right, maybe spend your time on something else.
Yeah, I don't know.
If that's not just blatant, that's
just
pandering.
It's depressing.
To the moron electorate.
Go make the Bible the state.
Right. Meanwhile, all these idiots in Tennessee that are in the hills going, Jesus, Jesus, yeah, let's vote for him. He's the one that wants the Bible to be the state book. Let's go pick up some, let's see if we can turn in some food stamps for some Bush beer.
Right. You remember when there's a big debate about what kind of Elvis would be on a postage stamp, fat or skinny?
Right.
Which one won?
Young skinny Elvis.
Young skinny Elvis. Oh, that's good.
The big news, by the way, that is inexplicably over here, next to all the like real world news and everything. Gisele Bündchen, 34, said she's prepared to say goodbye to her catwalk career.
Oh my God, how will she ever be replaced?
She posted a photograph of herself at 14. Saying, I'm grateful that at 14, I was given the opportunity to start this journey. Today, after 20 years in the industry, it is a privilege to be doing my last fashion show by choice. What?
Oh, my God. So
was she forced into it?
It's so dramatic.
Still be working in other facets of the big business.
Send in the clowns.
And then, so muito grata por ter tido. Ah, Portunidade.
What are you reading?
I don't know. I don't speak Portuguese. Spanish, but not Portuguese. I don't know how to pronounce all this shit.
Isn't it rich?
Aus dici quattro. Well, that's Italian.
It's
I don't
so
know.
Sad. Anyway, it's, are you sad?
She then posted in Brazilian or whatever she...
Giselle Bündchen?
Portuguese. Brazilian.
Is it Latino? I had no
idea. She has a Brazilian. What?
She... is she... I don't think she eats enough to grow hair. Is she a Latino?
She's Brazilian.
Oh, is she? I didn't know that. Really?
Giselle Bündchen. 5'11". So there you go. Apparently big
enough
news.
Good looking, too.
Apparently big enough news to be right up here with Aaron Hernandez being found guilty.
What website are you on?
Well, the Daily Mail.
Okay. miss you, Giselle. Oh, my God. Congratulations. A lifetime achievement.
Well, it's the catwalk. Yeah. She'll still be...
What do you mean?
Don't worry about
walking
Giselle.
Around there.
She'll still be... She said she's still going to be in many facets of the business.
Right? Oh, of course. She can be a photographer. That's what happens, right? They all stop modeling. They pick up a camera because fuck it.
Right. Like, or they do a TV show like Tyra.
Ooh. Who's the chick on the Heidi Klum? No, not Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum is on America's Got Talent?
No, Heidi Klum. No, I thought Heidi Klum was on, what's the Project Runway? Who's on that?
I can't help you.
Yeah.
Heidi Klum is on
Project Runway?
No, America's Got. She might have been on that also.
Heidi Klum!
But she was on America, right, with Howard Stern? She was on the
Nine.
Panel?
I don't know. Anyway, some hot chick. Congratulations to all the hot chicks out there and everything that you've accomplished. Good for you.
Congratulations. Here's a, speaking of accomplished women.
Right.
We've got a story out of the wonderful, beautiful, sovereign republic.
Hucky.
Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
You think GW is sad? Giselle Bündchen's turning in her high heels and her, I don't know, what else, whatever else, some weird outfit that you wear on the catwalk?
She's going to come down to the ranch. I'm going to paint her.
All right. that would be a weird Hollywood couple, GW. I done left Barbara for Giselle.
Barbara's his mom.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, Laura. Whatever.
That would be a story.
it's a horror scene down there at that fucking ranch.
Right.
Is GW
see it on Breitbart?
Right,
libtards claim incest.
Is I never thought of this. Does the is Mitt Romney? Is he a neighbor to George? Does N-word head camp butt up against whatever?
You mean Rick Perry?
Yeah. Who do I say?
Mitt Romney.
Oh God, I got my white guys mixed up.
It's hard.
How racist!
It's really, really hard.
Are they? Is George W. Z. walking distance to N-word head camp?
He might be.
He's damn. Probably,
yeah, they may have their own version.
Laura, let's grab Giselle to show her N-word head camp. Right. Lamb.
That's, you know, you got, we changed ours to darky back in 1950.
We never changed ours. We just turned over them rocks.
Right. Now we spell it backwards.
It's a guy who was a serious contender for president that a part of his land that he fucking owned named N-word head camp.
Right. And not it's like the, in the 50s.
Dude, it's 2000. When did
it wasn't that long ago that they finally spray painted over the rock.
God,
and you know they still call it that.
Oh, shut up.
How many times do they slip?
At vile experience, you goddamn fucking asshole.
So there's Go Ape Marketing firm. It's a marketing firm.
Congratulations.
In Texas, who their CEO... Cheryl Rios is her name, was being interviewed by KTXA.
Oh, shit.
In
so
Texas.
Serious. Oh, Texas.
And she had some opinions.
Right.
About what about Hillary Clinton?
Uh-oh.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
What a bunch of assholes. Now, Jesus Christ, the GOP.
This is what's baffling about this shit, is that, I mean, this woman is a corporate CEO, right? She runs a business.
Fuck you.
In Texas. So she's making decisions.
Right.
Business decisions, apparently, you know.
Oh, shit.
And yet, she is of the opinion that...
Where the fuck is this going? This is going to be crazy.
That women...
Okay.
Well, she doesn't think that Hillary Clinton should be president because of that vagina thing.
Right. What?
This is a person from Texas, a successful businesswoman.
And she thinks the vagina is no place for the Oval Office. Has no place in the Oval Office.
Go Ape Marketing. Here's from Channel 11, CBS DFW.
Damn.
KTXA. Here she goes.
The quote says, a female shouldn't be president. And that is a direct quote from a North Texas woman's Facebook post today.
And now it is getting some national attention. Steve Pickett asks why she doesn't think a woman can lead our country. And he has her answer all new at 6.
My name is Cheryl Rios, and I am the CEO of Go Ape Marketing.
She runs her own business, raises a family.
Unfriending, wow.
But Cheryl Rios' Facebook post has raised eyebrows.
I could.
She said, if this happens, I am moving to Canada.
Who gives a shit?
There is no need for her, as she is not the right person to run our country.
Right.
But more importantly, a female shouldn't be president. Let the haters begin, but with the hormones we have, there is no way we should be able to start a war.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I run my own business, and I love it, and I am great at it, but that is not the same as being the president.
Damn.
That should be left to a man. A good, strong, honorable man.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Jeez. She's kind of setting the clock back, ain't she?
Is what she posted.
And now, is she upset that people are, you know, mad at her, calling her out, unfriending her?
Oh, yeah.
Her?
She said she's been unfriended. One of her clients... Even a motorcycle store owner, Rick Fairless, motorcycle store owner in Texas,
yeah,
is even, he says, I can't comprehend someone who thinks a woman can't do anything a man can do.
Damn.
He goes, they can. I promise you, they can.
Oh, shit. This guy knows.
This guy heard,
yeah. Knows. Wow. That's amazing.
This is 2015 in America, and this woman... A successful business owner, apparently.
What's her fucking problem? Why is she an asshole?
Because of hormones and shit.
I got hormones. I mean, you know.
She then goes on to say, "There's the U.S. can't afford to have a leader who would be looked at differently.
What?
Than a male president. Quote, there's an old biblical sound reasoning.
God, oh God.
Why a woman shouldn't be president.
Stop it.
She added. She did not. I'm reading from rawstory.com.
My
God. Says, though she did not mention any specific passages to support her argument.
Right.
She didn't come out with.
Well, she might as well not.
Matthew 17:69 says.
Bullshit against 69.
No vaginas in the White House.
Unless you're going to use them to, you know, for a receptacle for your cigar.
Oh,
just kidding.
Yeah,
all right. Ridiculous.
So this is the kind of these people are voting. These people are putting people that think like them in fucking office.
Great. Hey, you know, meanwhile, I'm just sitting here waiting for this bridge to rot out from underneath my tires.
Exactly.
Can be fish food.
And that's the big fleecing that's going on, is you've got ninnies like this running around upset, saying, oh, we can't have a woman because Bible. And then you've got people running around saying, we can't let those people who touch each other's starfish and who rub their clams up against each other, let them get married because of Bible.
God. You know, if there really was a threat from Mexico of the Mexicans coming over the border opening up sleeper cells and fucking taking over this country, raping all of the white women. Oh my God. How do they,
fucking the cows,
yeah,
baby.
how do they even justify spending any time on naming?
Yeah. I'm scared everybody, Ryan.
Well, how can they spend any time then on this, like, official state book? I mean, if the situation is so dire down there at the border.
Well, that's Tennessee.
Right.
I don't think the... Although, Steve King seems to think that the illegals are pouring over the Iowa border. Since that's his number one worry.
I mean, we shouldn't... God.
So, yeah, I just thought I'd just play a little bit of that woman. You know, we don't, she doesn't really have
it. Deleted it, but it stands true. I believe in what I said. There is an old-fashioned, biblical, sound reasoning in my mind of why a woman should not be president.
Don't you want to see a woman?
Oh, that's Hillary Clinton. So she deleted it. So she did chicken out.
Yeah.
But, of course, on the internet, everything lives forever. So people had already screen capped it.
Right,
and
that's the best.
And are well into publicly humiliating her. Would you hire her as what does she do? Is she a PR firm?
No.
Marketing. Would you hire her?
No.
Although she's on national TV.
I mean, listen.
She's on national news.
Who's your fucking audience?
True. She's in Texas. She's preaching to the choir.
Dude, we're insulated here. We're in fucking Los Angeles,
that's
man.
True.
We're surrounded by all kinds of fucking sinners and, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
All kinds of shenanigans going here. We don't know what it's like.
We are fucking sinners.
Right.
We're sinners.
Absolutely. We don't know what it's like to live in Texas. I mean,
I lived in Texas for a very, very brief period.
But don't you think it would just be all?
And it was quite different.
Do you think you'd lose your mind your first 10 minutes there if you moved?
You know, there was a lot of whiteness.
Yeah.
Where I was at. And everybody was really very nice.
Right.
Very warm.
But you are
I'm a white guy.
White.
Who was, as far as they knew, a Christian. They didn't see any horns or anything.
You better keep that atheism shit to yourself.
Well, I did at the time.
Right.
I think at the time I was spiritual.
Oh, really? Yoga.
I'm not into religion. I'm spiritual.
Right. Like chakra? Is that what that means? Like you're into chakras and you're...
No, that means I don't want to talk about it. I don't believe in any of it.
Yeah.
But I'll toss you a bone because if you say the word atheist...
Right.
Immediately... It becomes a discussion.
Can you be an atheist and still effectively practice Tai Chi?
Yeah, that's a... That's
what is that?
It's a balancing. Tai Chi is the...
I thought it was about like pushing energy around and bullshit like that.
Well, you know, you're pretending.
So how do you square that shit with your atheism?
It's a balancing and movement and yoga-y and meditation exercise and breathing. Rock on. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I'm not pushing energies around. If somebody says, push your energy around and show me your chakra, I'll, you know.
What is the
play along, but
gong?
I'm not gonna,
what do they do? How do you say that? The people that...
Falun Gong is a
they protest
organization.
Are they really? No. Who are the people that are always protesting outside the Chinese embassy here? And they all in protest, they're doing Tai Chi or something.
Oh, that
out
is
front.
Them. You're right. That is the people who.
But they do something outside, out front, some sort of movement with their bodies that they're not allowed to do in China.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they're giving the finger.
No. It's like Tai Chi or something. They're not flipping anyone off.
I don't know. I don't know what's banned over there.
Right.
Conservatives are losing their shit over. We talked to the Hollywood Hick yesterday's show. I wonder if he's a fan of Tim McGraw.
What did he say?
Tim McGraw has brought the rage of some of the crazy right wingers. The amosexuals are pissed because in a press release, Tim McGraw said he is going to be doing a benefit concert for Sandy Hook Promise.
Wow,
which
good
is
for
a
him.
Group that advocates for common sense gun laws.
Right.
It's a,
now, wasn't Tim McGraw, wasn't he the dude that owns a bunch of restaurants and he didn't let any of these open carry people in there? I feel like we did a story
that's probably it.
You like Tim McGraw, yes or no? You're a fan or no?
I couldn't tell you
one song.
One way or the other.
God, you were in a country band. You don't know any Tim McGraw.
But that's maybe a little after my time that I was in the country band.
See, like, bro
country.
And
I got out of the country. He was like, you know, maybe 8-10 years ago, right? Something like that. I was a little bit longer than that.
Tim McGraw, I bet he's got himself a Christmas album. He knows what's good for him.
Sure, anybody who has that knows what's good for them on that side has it.
Yeah.
That's hard. Probably not a lot of out atheist.
Oh yeah, you better not have a
country
holiday.
Singers,
motherfucker. If you're Tim McGraw and you have a quote unquote holiday song album, you can fuck off.
Well, you know, I lied. He's been around since 1990, so maybe.
Damn, boy.
Maybe I should have known Tim McGraw a little bit more.
Well, I'm sorry. So wait, this guy, he's,
oh my god, I should have known him. That was 1990 fucking four, that his breakthrough album Not a Moment Too Soon was a top country album of 1994.
It was my favorite.
He's produced over 50 singles, which 25 reached number one on the Hot Country Songs or Country Airplay charts.
So he's accomplished in this field of country music.
Three of his singles, It's Your Love, Just to See You Smile. Oh, that one I know.
What's that?
And Live Like You Were Dying.
Damn.
Were the top country songs of 97, 98, and 2004.
He's real cheery.
Respectively.
Live Like You're Dying. Jeez.
Here's Just to See You Smile. In a couple of seconds here, as soon as this loads. As soon as the Geico commercial.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Finishes.
Fuck you, Geico. Relax.
How did we get into Tim fucking? Oh, Tim McGraw.
There's a story about him.
Well, right. So they're all upset now that Tim McGraw is going to be playing this. Go.
So depressing, and like I hate it. But good for him. I'm glad he's on the right side of this gun violence shit.
But it's just to see you smile.
Okay.
It's a happy song.
Oh.
One of the statements he's made, he said, out of this tragedy, a group was formed that made a promise to honor the lives lost and turn it into a moment of transformation.
Wow.
Sandy Hook promise teaches that we can do something to protect our children from gun violence. I want to be a part of that promise as a father and as a friend.
So is the NRA burning his CDs now?
Over on Right Wing News.
Fuck you.
One of their writers, Warner Todd Houston.
Warner.
said the concert is, quote, the anti-constitution concert. Said, if you need another reason to drop Tim McGraw from your playlist, here it is. Over at Breitbart.
My God, I mean, these pro-gun people are amazingly heartless. They don't give a shit about those kids. I mean, isn't this, well, what is the money going to? The families or something?
Over at Breitbart and to pass sensible gun legislation.
Right. Well, I guess they're against that.
Breitbart, a writer there, said, it should be noted that there was 100% gun control at Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14th, 2012. No guns were allowed, period. You can't have more gun than that, he wrote. And they put SIC, so obviously he... Even in a published... something published on Breitbart, they have a fuck-up.
You know,
moreover, there were laws against stealing guns and possessing stolen guns as well, but none of these laws stopped or even dissuaded Adam Lanza.
Okay, but still, if the gun wasn't in his hand, it wouldn't have happened like that. That's why you can't argue with these fuck faces.
Because of this, the money that McGraw will ultimately succeed in making it harder for law-abiding citizens to acquire and carry the guns they need for self-defense.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I hope your fears are realized, you fucking asshole. My God.
In a 2008 interview,
it was a massacre of children.
McGraw identified himself as a Blue Dog Democrat.
Good for him.
Said he liked Obama's ideas. I like his energy. I like the statement he would make for our country to the world. That's back in 2008.
Wow. What's up with Tim McGraw? What's his fucking problem?
And the last paragraph here says, despite McGraw's liberal leanings, his soul-to-soul concert tour with wife Faith Hill is the all-time highest grossing country music tour ever.
How much?
Taking in over $141 million.
Name one Faith Hill song.
I don't know.
I can't either. Faith Hill?
Not, I mean, I'm sure if the
Hollywood Hick were on. Does she do Landslide? Did she do that cover, The Landslide? There's a landslide coming down.
Oh, you know what she does? She does this one. Hold on. That's another commercial.
Oh, my God.
This was kind of a crossover for her.
Okay.
This is Faith Hill with Breathe.
Imagine seeing that live.
That's a big song.
I bet that song is so great live.
How dare you disparage Faith Hill? You don't know. She might have lasers and shit.
Dude, I did a show last night, and after the show. Oh, by the way, I did a show last night. It turned out to be one of these comedy contest things. And I did my set.
Comedy contest.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
It means fuck you. That's what it means. Honestly.
Does the audience vote?
Yes. At the end of the show, the audience, they write down what comic they like the best, and that person wins.
Is there an app?
Right. There's an app. And then at the end of the show, you do a joke off with the guy that won last week to win. Nice. I won last night.
Nice.
The audience loved me. I won. Then we did this joke off thing.
Then you had to jerk off with another guy?
And then, I don't know, I made a couple of funny jokes. He never really had any good jokes. But this guy won.
Was this fixed?
I think it was fucking fixed.
Uh-oh.
I didn't want to say...
Was it gerrymandered? Was the audience gerrymandered?
No, but I saw the guy that was counting votes, and he was friends with the other comic. Right, I mean,
they didn't want to give it to the carpetbagger in Whittier.
Oh, right. And I wanted to say something.
Whittier, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And part of me was like, no, okay, let's say something. Now let's play out how this goes. Fuck it. Just left.
But you mean you?
Yeah, yeah.
You thought better of putting up a stink.
Who gives a shit? You know what? You win a spot in next week's show. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
But there was a band there last night. They were great. Like this little three-piece band, and they're like one of these cover bands that can play anything. So they were like asking for requests,
right?
And I threw out Guns N' Roses. I'd never had a crowd turn on me more.
Uh-oh.
They didn't like that. You know what? They did a Pantera cover last night. Oh, who the fuck asked for that?
Did you have meth last night?
No, I might have. Oh. Have you been to Whittier?
Well, that's
it's
what I'm
skeevy
saying.
As fuck. Not, yeah, serious drunks there. This guy, this dude was at the show falling off a bar stool. He was so drunk. His whole little red face was swollen shut. One eye open. He looks at me. He's like, do you know where I can buy a phone?
Nice.
I don't know what to tell you.
Wow, I need a burner.
Yeah,
not a burner, a disposable.
I just told him society had failed him and to listen to the crab diving show every day from 2 to 4 Pacific.
Where I could buy a phone.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? What's his deal?
I've got a quick clip of a Family Research Council.
No shit.
Radio. Craig James, I don't know, this is his show.
Hello, Craig.
But he had a caller. You just got to hear these people that are calling.
These stupid as fuck.
Fucking radio shows.
Oh my god.
I can't even. I don't even need to set this up. Just listen to the. Unlike our brilliant callers,
I love our callers. We have
our well informed, brilliant callers.
Some listen of them to, are related to me.
Listen to this theory that this guy has that calls in.
I know this is going to sound off in left field, but if you Google Pentagon gate bomb.
Google Pentagon gay bomb.
They've weaponized homosexuality.
Is what he said.
Wow. What did we Google?
Pentagon gay bomb.
Left field, but if you Google Pentagon gay bomb, and it comes up an article by the BBC, which basically said that the Pentagon was using certain chemicals and aphrodisiacs to spray into...
Aphrodisiacs. They're spraying oyster sauce all over people to try to get them to fuck each other.
They've got a big blimp full of Dracar.
You're right.
Oh god,
Musk.
Man, you know what? I'm sitting there Googling. I'm trying to check his source.
It's a different Google they have, I think.
Oh really?
Aphrodisiacs to spray and to put on the soldiers where they'd be attracted to other men as a weapon.
So they fly over them, and they defeat the armies.
Oh my god!
By having them attack each other's starfish.
Now that's a movie that almost have to be made. Attack of the Gays. It's like, you know,
they're using hormone bombs to make them to turn enemy soldiers into gays.
Gay bombs.
Attracted to other men as a weapon in war times. My question is, and I wonder. Did some of those same techniques get used on the American people? Just a thought.
So, obviously, the reason that all this, that America's going to hell in a handbasket and all these homos are popping up like pink whack-a-moles everywhere is that, obviously, they flew some planes over and sprayed some gay juice on people.
They dusted. I got bisexual juice.
If you were outside between the hours of 3:17, and suddenly you're walking down the street and you see an ass, and you're like, "I want to get me some of that."
You know, when I was a kid, they had in Florida, every night of the summer, you know, dusk, this big truck would come through and just spray the neighborhood down with pesticide to kill the mosquitoes. Is that how they did it? It's a big truck of
gay. Absolutely.
This came through. Well, all the kids were outside playing ball and frisbee.
Where do you think all the cruise ship performers come from?
Right. Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, even this guy.
We've got like a surplus of like song and dance guys now.
Even this Family Research Council guy. Well, first you got to listen to the rest.
A gay bomb.
This guy. Now, this might be out in left field a little bit.
You dropped a gay bomb on me.
However,
baby,
make sure that you Google it.
Gay bomb.
But article's out there. The second thing I wanted to point out. Go ahead, Craig. I think you may.
Well, I don't know anything about that. First, I've ever heard of it. It sounds kind of out in left field, like you said. It is. It's out there for sure. I think more than anything, Tom. I think our country, we've moved away from God's word in the Bible. Bottom line, amen. Whether we're talking about cohabitation, we're talking about homosexuality. If my goal in life is that when I meet my maker, he says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Now, I'm not perfect. Neither are you, Tom. We all sin. We all have our weaknesses. But I try to honor the Lord. And I believe this country was founded on those principles, and men and women raising kids in a home as best they could, and there was the Bible as the backbone. And I don't know about any spray or anything else taking place other than people.
I'm not sure about any gay spray. You know what they do? They walk up to you and they turn around like a cat.
Yeah.
And they just spray and they turn you gay.
You know, fuck this guy. Not that he doesn't sound any less crazy.
Right, he's talking about that other guy being left field, yeah. And then he's saying, "I hope when I go, I meet my maker." He says, "You did good and great.
Good job, Tom. Nice work.
Great job hating those faggots, man. Yeah. Just like Jesus wanted."
And there was the Bible as the backbone. And I don't know about any spray or anything else taking place other than people getting away from the Word of God.
Right. I agree.
I want to know what Tom's second question was, right? I don't have that clip, sadly.
I mean.
So the headline of that, Right Wing Watch, did the Pentagon gay bomb America?
Right. Of course they did. How do you make a gay bomb anyway?
I don't know. You maybe you got to go squeeze Barry Manilow.
Oh, yes. We've got a mixture of George Michael, Barry Manilow, Paul Lynde. We dug him up.
Speaking of Barry Manilow, last night, go to at the H Wood Hick on the Twitter.
Oh, did he live tweet?
He live tweeted the Barry Manilow concert. Here's an example.
Oh, shit.
For straight up real mother truckers, shit is about to get real. 3 exclamation points. Energy here is nuts. Or is it the chocolate?
Oh,
hashtag it, hell yeah. He took a medicinal chocolate.
Oh, man. Have we heard from him today? Or
no.
Okay, I'm just wondering shit.
Oh, this is an earlier tweet. Yep, mother truckers. Marky Mark is still a dick and we're still broke the fuck up. Hashtag asshole. Hashtag celebrity. Hashtag kiss my ass, punk. I write the songs. Hashtag mother truckers. Here's another one. Yo, mother truckers, where's my green glow stick? Barry Manilow is daybreak in this shit.
What?
He's got a song, Daybreak?
Daybreak.
Yo, mother truckers, where's my green glow stick? What? Barry Manilow is daybreak in this shit. He was envious that people, he didn't buy a green glow stick. He had green glow stick envy.
Oh, shit.
So follow the very funny Hollywood Hick.
Absolutely.
He did apologize earlier. He goes, hashtag mother truckers. So my chocolate might have kicked in a little. I apologize if shit gets real.
Shit's always getting real.
Yo, mother truckers, why didn't nobody tell me to bring a green glow stick?
He's so pissed. Where's my fucking glow stick?
Yo, mother truckers, Barry Manilow is singing with Judy Garland. Hashtag yes, homo. I don't know what that means.
Judy Garland's dead.
I think she's kind of dead. Was he singing to a track or something?
Maybe they did that thing. You know, like at Coachella when they made Tupac a gigantic hologram? Or
oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, maybe they did the thing.
You see in Spain? In Spain, they passed, you know, there's some right-wing nut jobbery going on in Spain.
Yes.
And they passed some draconian anti-protest laws and shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, shit. Guys.
And the people be not happy about it. And it's really, really cool, but goddamn, it's fucking creepy as shit. I'll put the video up on crabdiving.com. Somehow they came up with the idea to create holographic protesters.
What?
And
that's cool.
They projected these things, like these people, dozens of people. I mean, it's like a crowd of people carrying signs and shit. And they had it, they're protesting citizen safety law, which was passed. They projected holograms of themselves that marched on the Parliament building in Madrid. They were making the point that under the law, actual flesh and blood marches on government buildings will now be banned.
Wow.
Along with, get this, filming the police. Isn't that interesting? God. Failing to obey police orders. Sounds like they're getting a little Franco-y again over there, a little fascist-y.
Spain looked over here and was like, no, 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 we're not going to put cameras on people.
You can't burn the national flag. No holding protest without a permit. That's some scary shit going on.
Yeah.
Española.
Oui, oui.
So the holographic march was a joint effort by the groups called No Somos Delito. We're not a crime, it says. And the tech-savvy Hologramas por la Libertad. Holograms for freedom.
Right, cool.
People worldwide were asked to record themselves on video marching and holding up signs that they then converted into holograms. Fuck, 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 fuck. We could have protested in Spain, goddammit.
That would have been cool.
It was avidly covered. You could see a video of it. It's really creepy. It's really kind of
awesome.
Cool what's going on. But it was like this 3D projection, this ghostly bluish image of all these thousands of protesters, hundreds of protesters, marching on, protesting this horrible law because they might not be able to do it legally when it kicks in January or something like that. I think it's going to kick in later on this year.
Will we still be able to broadcast in Spain?
I guess so. It's the internet.
Right.
I don't know. I would assume so.
We might be subversive.
We might. That's what they're trying to do here. You know, there's people here that would love to...
to silence us?
Oh, God.
No!
Blasphemy laws.
Yeah,
they would love to pass.
You want to make the Bible the fucking state book.
And by the way, the current administration ain't been all that great as far as like openness and free speech and shit. So hopefully Hillary, with her little bit of populism that she's showing, will actually come through with it. But then, you know, I mean, Barack Obama was hope and change, yes we can, all that shit. And what happened?
Right.
You know, I mean, a lot got done. We can't complain about health care. Although they caved on health care.
Right. Well, they're dealing with this Congress, though.
They didn't at first. We had both, right at the beginning, they had both. It's just because they focused on health care, right?
Right.
Which is fine. We needed that. But hopefully Hillary, remember Hillary was the health care
maven.
That was a big uproar. It was interesting. They showed clips of it, I don't know, one of the pundit shows yesterday about how it was kind of a big deal, which really mirrors what happened in fucking, I mean, spoiler alert for the Kevin Spacey House of Cards.
No, that's okay. We already ruined Capricorn One.
So, right. And Bewitched.
Right.
There's a second Darren. And
JR got shot. We did that.
And
today.
JR got shot.
Right. Oh, God. Oh, we're talking about...
I got sidetracked by flying back into the ether again.
Oh, it was religion shit.
Don't remember. Spain, holograms.
Whatever.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Right. By the way, tonight...
We digressed.
We digressed. But tonight at 8 p.m., be sure to check out the Daily Upper Decker.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap. Listen to the great segments, Factor Fudge and
right.
The Pile. And all kinds of fun stuff that they've got there tonight. Do we have a little preview?
Yes. Tonight, the guys break down Justin Spieth, the Masters guy.
How Spieth. Say? Yeah.
Spieth.
The guy that won the Masters at 20 fucking 1 years
oh
old.
Oh, my God. Tiger Woods' dickishness. Whatever that means. John Lester's inability to throw a baseball to first base.
Oh, God damn it. Tommy Gimler, call this show.
By the way,
definite anti-Cub bias on that show.
And check out the Brewers record. It's not so great.
Well, yeah. So, but, you know, it's one of these where he's more than happy to give a titty twister to anything Cub related.
Right. The pure dog shit that was ESPN's Wooden Awards show. I don't know what that is. And don't tell
me. They had the awards show for the ESPN Awards.
I guess it was crappy. I don't know. And then somebody named...
Nobody shot each other.
Yeah. Wait. Lawrence like Phillips was accused of murdering his cellmate, Juicy, running back.
That's the pile.
Right.
That's sports figures behaving badly. Speaking of Aaron Hernandez.
Yes.
Aaron Hernandez, this morning, found guilty of first-degree murder, despite what... so many people were... A lot of the stories I saw were like, talked about his arrogance, like even up to, like he just figured, you know, he's gonna get off. It's
right.
No way in hell.
Not so much, man.
Yeah. So convicted of first degree murder. Now he's got a second murder trial, right? He's got that second one. This is that one guy that they allegedly took out in the middle of the boonies and killed him.
Oh my God.
And then there's that other one that was it a drive-by-ish one or something like that, where there's a second killing.
See, like,
that he's
all that activity that he's doing, it's not throwing a football or catching a football. It has nothing to do with that, which he is exceptionally amazing at.
Right.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Gay god would have no room for this Aaron Hernandez.
Somebody
he's a thug.
Take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Let him understand the blessings of liberty. But we've got a couple minutes left here. I've got a quick song that I found on the internet that will be fitting. We'll be pulling clips of this probably, and we'll be using it absolutely very frequently. I'm jealous as hell
of this song.
Over this song. So just listen to a little bit of this song here.
I try to live my life every day. Keep out of strife, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have undo to me. But it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see. You are a cunt, 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 cunt. That's making cunt. She's cunt. Said ain't true, but they tell you you're motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from yet it owes your life.
Can you imagine them recording?
Where is that?
Recording that.
Where did you find that?
It's on the YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I have it downloaded. I don't know. I'm here on the YouTube.
That's fucking awesome.
That's by Cat McSnatch.
Oh, for real. Big fan.
2.5 million views.
Damn, that gives me hope.
For the song, You Are a Cunt.
Dun, dun,
I can't believe how many of you love the song. She says, you guys are awesome. We have a real chance of getting it onto the iTunes charts. You guys download it. So there you go. It's 2 minutes long. We'll have to play it at some point.
Yeah, it's great.
I saw that over on the side one time.
It's a great drop.
There's so many.
Anytime we play a Lindsey Graham?
Well, anytime. Anybody that we talk about here on the Crab Diving Show.
We exclusively talk about cunts here, I feel
We'll be back tomorrow with more cuntage here on Crab Diving Live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the eastern type coast, from 1 to 3 in Alaska.
Occupying your time.
That's right. Don't forget, we're all over social media. Go to crabdiving.com. Click over on the left. There's a bunch of little blue buttons, which will send you over into our social media sphere.
Yay.
Love us, spread us, share us.
Perfect.
Participate. Make comments and shit.
Right.
Be funny.
Thumbs us up.
We're friendly.
Share us.
We don't hurt.
Right.
We don't. We won't Cosby you.
We'd like to hurt a little bit.
Don't forget to follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter machine at Radar Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And everything here, crabby related, is at crabdiving.com. Don't forget to listen to the great rest of the stuff here 24/7, streaming for your ear holes on crabdiving.com/live.
Yay.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, that was a fuck up. Hey, everybody, we're still on.
Are we really?
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Now we're off. Bye-bye.
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.